Island, as it is known, Father Village. It is within the Pate Island, and around the Pate Island we have 10 villages.
We had a very long problem of water in this area, in this island.
Hard water, we don't have fresh water in Plaza.
When the rain, we store it in the underground tanks. Then those one, if we have to use with cooking, washing bodies, and other uses, the water will be limited.
35 feet, this borehole. Many people in this area, women and girls, and boy and kid also, he come to this area to find where the water is. This water you use it only for cleaning a house and no, cooking, no.
This is Fazo Island, northeast of Kenya in the Indian Ocean. It has a population of approximately 2,500 people. The main industry is fishing. Shortage of fresh water is a major concern to their livelihood. This is the water storage system which the people made by traditional methods. How it works is the rainwater falls onto the surface and then is stored inside those water storage units. As you can see, they made canals on gabled roof to direct the rainwater along the roof and then onto the water storage containers. It is satisfactory for their most basic needs. The main problem with these storage units is keeping them clean. Dirt and mud builds up inside, which mixes with the water, and the water becomes polluted. Besides that, this amount of water isn't enough for the annual consumption of the people. Thanks to benevolent projects designed to help poorer countries develop, the Islamic Republic of Iran has initiated a project called the Water Distribution Project for Fazo. My colleagues and I have been dispatched here from Iran in order to carry out project construction and implementation.
این پروژه شامل حفر چاه تو منطقه
This project consists of digging four structures, a pumping station and a water pipeline, which is about 14 kilometers long and links Faza, the island, and the village. 3 kilometers of this pipeline is on land, while the remaining 10 or 11 kilometers will travel under the sea. This area is the border. Between the land and the sea is what is known as the mango trees forest. We have transported our pipes here. The preliminary welding of these pipes has been completed and their proper length is set. I think that within less than a month, we will be down to just one pipe here, with the rest of the pipes located in their respective places, and the water will flow through them. Here where I am standing, our pipeline starts from that side where the village of Vumbi and the sea are located, and it passes from there over to my left side where Faza village is located. The distance from here to Faza is about 700 meters. In Faza, we have 100 cubic meters of water storage. An above-ground storage facility is to be established in addition to the main project, and we will centralize a spigot here, so that the people can come here and take what water they need. There was a gravestone found here by accident. This area was full of tall bushes, and when we cleaned around it, we found it. The gravestone belongs to an admiral named Sayyid Hamid bin Ahmed, and we know that he was the governor of Bandar Abbas in 1238 Anno Hijri, as is written here.
Sayyid Hamid بن احمد این فرماندار سال 1238 هجری قمری فرماندار بندر عباس بوده اینجا اونطوری که اینجا نوشته پرشین گلف تو خلیج فارس یه سندی واسه این که خلیج همیشه فارس ما میگیم.
The words Persian Gulf written here is clear evidence for what we say forever Persian Gulf. He arrived here in 1248 and he fought against the rebel tribes here where he was killed. This monument was built in his memory.
شورش کرده بودن درگیر میشه و کشته میشه و این بنای یاد بودم براش ساختم.
This is the first village in Kenya before Mombasa, before Nairobi. The people of this area has got a lot of problem about the water. 40 years, when I was young, now me, I think now it's 39, 40 years now. Until now, any people living this area, he's get fresh water. Even Christian, even another religion, but they run and help the people to get fresh water, even a Muslim, even a not a Muslim. This sort of project is very difficult because the water is very far from this island.
From here, we can see our storage site over there. The pipes prepared for this project come from that area. Then they're separated. To separate the pipes, they need intense heat so that we can shape each of them to become straight. After this process is done, they will be transported into the water and then installed as part of the pipeline. These pipes will be welded and settled in their places, and heavy sinkers will be attached to them less than a month after that, God willing, and the water will then flow to Faza.
حدود یه ماه دیگه آب و قرار منتقل بکنن به فازا. و الان ما وسط دریا هستیم، یه بخشی که به اقیانوس هند وصله. اون قسمت
We are now in the middle of the sea. This part of the sea is linked to the Indian Ocean and that part as well. This is the contour line between Vombi and Faza. Our piping is almost done. We have completed most of the phases of piping now. As you can see, we don't have a special boat to transport piping nor a lot of necessary equipment because this region is very offshore and that's why we had to apply local facilities and implement our methods, taking limited resources into account. We open the 100-meter rolls of pipe and then transport them to the sea using the boats. We then weld them in 200-meter pieces. The sinkers that we have designed are polyethylene sinkers filled with sand. First we put the sinkers on this board, then we pass the pipes through them. One end of the pipe has been set in the sea beforehand and the other one is here. We place the sinkers one on top of the other and because of their cogs, they lock firmly onto each other. Then we tighten the bolts. After we have tightened the bolts firmly, we release them into the water. There will be a scuba dive in the water to check the distances between each of the placed sinkers. The maximum distance between sinkers must be 5 to 6 meters, depending on the location in the sea. If the sinkers are to be installed in a deep place with a strong undertow, the distance between them will be shorter because it is necessary that the pipes be firmly in place. But if they are to be installed somewhere where the undertow is weak, the distance between the sinkers can be extended, but the maximum distance is still 5.5 to 6.5 meters. The sinkers are designed in a special way so that when the pipe is full of water, it will sink deep into the seabed. And that method is continued along. We weld the pipes, install the sinkers, and we continue.
و به همین روش ادامه میدیم، میریم جلو، لوله جوش میدیم و دوباره وزناشو وزن میکنیم، میریم جلو.